Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Bosch. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting third. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch strikes out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynns moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynns scores. Grote moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. There goes Grote. The throw from Barton and Grote is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lins moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bosch hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Phil Lynn's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn's is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buczek is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin bunts for an out. Martin moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-2 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bosch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Grote scores. Martin moves to second. It's 7-1, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosch. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Mets. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.